It happened again this week, this time in Tacoma, Washington. Police tactical squads staged coordinated raids on middle-class homes converted into indoor marijuana farms. What the authorities found follows a recent pattern in West Coast states. All of the marijuana growers arrested were immigrants from China who spoke little or no English. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our story in Tacoma.
They were hiding in plain sight, and that worked at least for a little while. I'm at one of six homes that were raided a couple days ago in the South Tacoma area. Doesn't look like a drug house from the outside, this off-white rambler on a corner lot. The six-foot-tall privacy fence is a little bit out of character for the block. But what drug detectives noticed were the fairly new commercial air ventilation ducts cut into the outside of the house on several sides.
Inside, nearly 500 pot plants growing under artificial lights and fans. They filled most of the home's rooms. Neither this one nor the other homes raided were licensed under Washington State's regulated legal marijuana system. Pierce County Deputy Prosecutor John Sheeran charged eight Cantonese speakers with drug felonies that to him fit under the umbrella of organized crime.
It is much more extensive, complex, sophisticated than anything we've seen here in recent years.
Sheeran's case is just the latest in a spate of indoor pot-growing takedowns in Washington and California involving Chinese immigrants and possible financing from China. Last November, there was a coordinated bust of 50 properties centered around Grace Harbor County, and then a string of separate raids of grow houses from January on goes through Olympia, Chehalis, a huge sweep in the Sacramento area, and back to Tacoma and Seattle. Grace Harbor County Chief Criminal Deputy Prosecutor Jason Walker says the defendants he studied presumed marijuana legalization would give them cover.
It appears that word spread that it's a good business to get into, and so people got into it. And I think that because of the recent decriminalization of marijuana in the state, these folks maybe thought they weren't going to get in that much trouble if they got caught doing it. That's what it looks like.
State and federal authorities allege the large quantities of seized marijuana were destined for black markets on the East Coast, where the weed commands double to quadruple the price found in pot legal states. Two defense attorneys and a suspect declined interview requests, but court documents and court appearances help paint a picture. Cantonese or Mandarin Chinese interpreters stand beside the suspects in court. The dozens of accused range from 20-somethings to late 60s in age. They're male and female. Some have been in this country so long they're naturalized U.S. citizens. Many are green card holders. They're single men, married couples, and families with children. Some may be victims of human trafficking. Some previously had legitimate jobs, for example, running a Chinese restaurant. A lot of the accused moved to the West Coast from somewhere back east, judging from evidence such as a Pennsylvania license plate, a New York driver's license, or a plane ticket from Georgia. Again, Pierce County's John Sheeran.
I will note, we didn't find guns. So this was not a violent group looking to defend their property in any kind of violent way. This is a money-making venture. This is a conspiracy to make money illegally.
Federal agents traced money transfers from China used to buy multiple homes with cash to convert into grow houses, never mind the pricey Metro Seattle and Northern California real estate markets. DEA special agent in Seattle, Russ Baer, says there are also signs of money moving back to China.
We've seen no indication of any government affiliation. It's traditional organized crime, Chinese syndicates that are profiting.
The U.S. Attorney for Western Washington wrote an op-ed about all this about 3 weeks ago. She said Washington state policymakers should set aside a percentage of tax revenue from legal weed sales, as Oregon does, to step up enforcement against illegal grow operations. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.